Hello, connoisseurs. Welcome to the mob. This is Marcus Onesimus Boston. I'm your black, blessed, and highly favored host of Cognac Corner, the podcast with real conversations with real people about love, sex, and relationships, all fueled by cognac. You are a few moments away from the hearing of the newest episode, but don't forget to get all past episodes and merch from cognaccorner.com. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast from. Also, follow me on all socials at MoBoston314. Again, that's M-O Boston 314. Now, pour yourself a glass and enjoy the show. Had to take a pause for the call.
Back.
And so who we going to call, Paul?
I need somebody to call me.
This is...
We got a Facebook. Who want to talk right now? I need somebody to get on my Facebook and talk with me. Who you trying to talk right now? Who trying to talk?
Wait.
Who we got?
Call my AB. She might not pick up. This could be the wrong number. No one loving like they used to. I don't love them like they used to. Dun, 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 dun. Come on. I believe in you. I believe in us.
No, Adriana.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 314.
We don't give a number. What number you got?
Hold on, Facebook. I'm coming right back.
If you do want to call me, it's 314-640-2439. Pin that number to your Facebook. They want to call us. And I'll answer through my phone. Damn. I got the
600.
Yeah.
3384.
Okay, yep. Yeah, she didn't pick up for me. Is she on your live right now?
No, she's not on. She was already. I'll be back on. We're trying to call somebody. If you're trying to call us
314-640-2439.
If you want some bullshit, I'll hang up on your ass.
I'll hang up on some bullshit.
Don't call here on no bullshit.
But we're gonna keep asking this question. So what's your next level ambitions? What's your next set of goals? Ambitions, aspirations.
I will call your ass. You better call me. I'm about to call your ass.
Give me the number. I'll call
him. Ooh, I was about to just bring him on camera on Facebook.
But
here we go.
Okay. What they got? What's your next level ambitions? Talk to us. Tell us what you're doing. What's the next one? What's your glow up? What are we doing next?
That's right. I was raised by the wolves.
That song go hard. Paul, what's next?
Adding, pick up.
Adding. Who we adding?
Oh no.
Was that pit bulls? What the hell was that a sound? Is that a daycare? What is going on this phone? Hey, ma'am, how old are you? I need your ID. Who? I need your ID. That's fine. You can say what you want. Where's your ID? This shit is fine. Go look at God. What's what are you doing? why do you have Paul in your life? I'm gonna hate this shit. Let me tell you what he did. So what happened was it was 2005. I'm gonna sabotage all this shit. I'm the worst friend. So how's it going? Are you tuning into this shit show? I can't see us. She's not looking out. There we go. Now we're here. So have you watched the first half? Anything you want me to talk about? You want me to pull up some shit? You at a daycare? Like you at a sipping paint? Are you like wedges? You like wedges? Are you with the wedges? I fuck your hair, bruh. I'm hating. I hate young people with good hair. Damn, man. I'm mad my hair ain't that goddamn long. Wedges are trash.
Just trash. Wear some flat shit. Put some J's on. Put some. Throw them wedges out. Just buy that. Buy a pair of Jordan 1s in the same fucking style them wedges. Can I call her on the phone? Cause this shit is horrible. Give me her number. We will just call her on my phone, and she can explain herself. I will cuss her out on my phone. Text me her number, and I'll call her. Cause I need. We have a conversation. I'm glad I got a visual. I'm finna cap. I would cap too. Capping. They better never let me get together. Woo-wee, boy. I can't wait to get my life get ruined by a woman. I'm gonna be her disgusted man. I'm gonna be disgusted man. I'm gonna be disgusting man. This is magic in real time. This shit's crazy. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Let's call her lady. I'm gonna call her queen of the sea.
Calling the live, yeah. Fuck it.
Fuck it. I need to talk. I got things I need to say. She better pick up this phone. I told her I was calling. I swear for God. Why are you calling my... You're not doing right. She's calling me my laptop picking up. I'm connected on my phone. I'm calling her back again. This is happening. This is the first of many times, man. Look at God. Queen of all things black and gray. So about these raggedy ass wedges. Explain yourself.
Oh my God.
I'm glad I got a visual too. This makes it so much
enjoyable. First of all, hold on, because I wish I could take a picture of the wedges that I actually have because they're high wedges and they're cute.
Okay, well you send me a text of them to this number, and I would judge them accordingly. I'm gonna be fair. There are cute wedges in the world. I doubt the ones you're gonna send me are those. I doubt it. But you can prove me wrong.
The ones I send are gonna be those.
I'm just gonna be trash.
Oh my ass.
I believe
everything I wear is cute.
You are gorgeous.
Only wear wedges.
No one's perfect. But I'm saying the point is you caping for wedges has a lot. First off, I'm questioning your judgment because Paul's in your life. That's a whole nother conversation of why. He's grown. I love him. I love my king. I seen him from a lot to a little to a whole lot again.
Amazing.
Huh? Bring your headphones up. This is the DJ. You're number one. So there you go. Right, that's your headphones. Well, he's trying to co-produce this goddamn show. Fuck all the technology. So first thing, so tell me something good and bad about Paul. This what is your the chance.
Fuck? Good and bad, yeah. Lord. I'm not supposed to be in the interview.
Yeah, you are not in the.
You are here now.
You are not in the interview.
I'm going to co-sign his growth, but I just want to understand how. What do you feel about Paul?
He is funny. He is smart. He's caring. A good friend. Of course, he has his bad qualities, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But his bad qualities aren't that bad to me. I know what they would be if somebody on the outside looking in would say. But to me, it's just like, that's my best friend. Like, we can kick it. We can hang out. We can joke. We can look at a female and be like, dang, she got a big booty. Like, that's my best friend.
Look at God.
Like,
won't she do? I'm moving to St. Charles. I realized that the only way I made it this far in life because there was nothing around me to get involved with. I had nothing but stay focused. If I live like North County, I'd be done. I'd be out of here. It wouldn't be no Coney Island Corner. It would be just a father of many. I'd be Abraham. You seen them pictures yet of the wedges? I want to judge them.
Oh, you was really waiting on those?
Hell yeah. This is a well produced show. I want to see these wedges. Cause I feel you.
I love because
I feel it's a goddamn lie. I don't believe the ones you have are cute. I think the motherfuckers gonna be disappointed.
The motherfuckers old fashioned.
I thought I was waiting on my pizza to come.
She had the old fashioned.
Not the old fashioned wedges. Ooh, not them. What's that? What was the shit called? What's that?
She got them Kanye's.
The big wedges. Wedge, I feel like I should just like, okay, I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna send it to y'all. Hold on.
Oh shit. It's like,
I don't even want to be. It's like that really sucks.
With a shoe corner with wedges.
Is your last name Uber? Like, why does it say Uber on here?
Oh, that is my T-Mobile account.
Hey, you, too much.
Back when I was doing that kind of work. I used it to my business Uber. Yeah. That's my government name when the police come. Like Sean Carter. It's not about me. Where's this picture at? Okay, so I that was great.
Okay, I'm sending it right now.
I would want someday for a woman to say those qualities about me because I feel I possess all those things. I'm just not available. This is the problem. This is my mind state. So when I deal with women, my mind is, I'm not a destination, but I'm a step in the right direction. And that's not good. You can't build on that. It's like building in quicksand. I have to solidify my stance and my approach to life in order to find a woman that's going to help me build beyond my imagination. I just kept
what's
like
your phone number? Give me your phone number real quick.
314-640-2439.
Wait, he said 24 what?
2439.
I tried to do the like the like the like the like the like the radio shit. Beep beep. I'm not gonna know his number. You got too many bitches already. You don't need no more.
I don't have who don't.
I had to flip one on real quick.
I don't have nothing. Please.
All right, well, you have a good day. We will call you back later on. Next caller.
I need to see these shoes.
I need somebody. I need some entertainment.
He was so amazed when I told him that. Like, yeah.
Oh, I'm about to cry.
She got a blue box. She good. She got a green box. She got something to work on. She still get the job, but we got to get her off that green box. She got to come on, come to the good side. She got to come to the Jedi side. Green boxes are the dark side. It is. Yeah, it's like being you fucking with a Darth Vader. If you got motherfucking.
All right, man. You got a picture.
I'm refreshing my Texas right now. I am waiting patiently. I am eager beaver.
Dial tone.
Oh,
I want to see this.
I need to see a dial tone. My followers don't went down ever since she got on the phone. I have no followers.
I have
dang. Eight.
Wow, man. That's how. Hey, man. Hey. You got the one follow you need. Okay, the person you need to work focus on is following. But, where's this text at?
That's that janky phone you got.
Wow. Well, you know, you're right, Paul. I'm going to let her go. And depending on how this text comes through, my raggedy ass phone, I will call back with some slander.
God. Don't be talking.
I will
don't
call
be
back.
On stuff when I get off here.
Oh, we finna light this motherfucker up. I got a fresh
Helena, you heard me calling your
ass. I got
ass.
A fresh bottle of yak. Oh, yeah, we got time today. You can fuck with Podcast Poppy, Podcast Daddy. Is in the building. Marcus Boston's in the building. I want to thank you, Queen, for sharing your time and your life with him and most
everybody. Everybody want to see the wedges. But I want to see the wedges.
If these wedges come through, I'm definitely going to call her the fuck back in a hurry. It's probably my raggedy ass phone.
I believe you.
And
I might, you know how
you ain't fucking busy.
I got iPhone. I don't know, but.
So it's fine. It's fine. I don't need to shoot me no bail. I don't need no bail. I got good lawyers. If these motherfuckers trash, I definitely will call you right back.
Hey,
thank you.
In St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah. Bye bye. Talk to you soon.
We got a duo in
bye.
St. Louis.
Bye,
Dominique. Anyway, in St. Louis, Missouri, we have a duo called Paul Money and TJ Graham. I got money.
Who you have on the microphone?
That's all coming to me, okay? So I got a whole stack that bets anybody, any two DJs in St. Louis against me and TJ Graham, that our crowd won't fucking move.
What's up, King? How you doing, man? Welcome to Cognac Corner with Paul Raggedy Ass.
I'll match him on that.
It's out there. Come get it. It's out there. She must have texted her own goddamn number.
We out here. What's good, baby? Where you at?
Oh, yeah, man. Look, I'm at work right now, but I'm going to have to get up off this call.
All right. I had to tap in with you for a minute. I got you.
Oh, yeah. Look, man. We're going to throw the biggest going away party, bro. It's going down.
Yes, sir. All right. I'll fuck
with you. I want to come.
I'll tap in with you later.
You always in.
I want to come. Who we calling? Hit me. Who we calling? I ain't find a Drake song. I didn't need that hotline blink. Oh, okay. Okay, I got it. Man, she'll send me. She better have another. Okay. She got pretty feet too. I'm out of my business.
Too bougie and shit. She don't want to get on the phone with us and shit. It's cool.
Okay. I got to call her back.
Yes.
I got to call her back. I got to call her back.
She hella bougie. You calling the...
Yeah, because them cool. I respect that.
Hello.
You right. I respect those.
Yeah.
I respect
those are cute wedges. They're not like the corny little wedges.
Yeah, you right.
Like,
they cute.
Them go out wedges.
There go.
Them cool. I fuck with those. I respect that.
Thank you. She and I switch it up. Hey, I don't just wear wedges.
Facebook Live. She sent her best pair. You hear me? Oh, God.
No, I didn't. Paul, you know I be wearing regular heels.
She said, I'm about to send my best pair. I paid a whole lot of money for these, but I got 20 other pair that
feet look good. That's like all. That. Yeah, she came to play. Good job. She played. Okay, she played to win. She's a critical thinker. She good.
She sent
good
her
job.
Best picture.
She dangerous. Bye, she dangerous.
She sent her
yeah.
best
good
picture.
Good, best hey, good job, Paul. I'm happy for you. You a Pisces anybody. Too?
Yes,
I am a Pisces.
Ooh, he caked for you the whole episode. I would too.
I
can't wait to cap. Ooh, when I find somebody, I'm going to be disgusting on the show. Oh, I'm gonna be a nasty in love nigga boy. I can't wait for. I'm gonna be so. This will be Kanye Queen. I love her. If I ever fall, if I fall, it'll be so nasty. Oh, well, I thank you, Queen.
All right, bye.
Oh man, you can't write this shit. You can't write this.
Can't write it.
You can't write it. Who we calling? Who we gonna write now? Give me another number to call. Pick one. What we doing? Let's get messy. Hotline Bling. I'll pull.
You want to get messy, or you want to get messy?
That's messy.
If
that's
we get messy, I got a number we can get messy with.
That's,
you ready?
Let's talk some shit. Let's go. I got free
I'm about
minutes.
To give you the number. Let's get it. Let's do this last one real fast. This is the messy segment.
What a crazy ass number. I want to cussle because it's number crazy.
That's Amanda.
I don't know. What am I calling her?
Here we go.
Hello, this is Marcus Onesimus Boston from Cognac Corner. I am with Paul Money. He told me to reach out and have a conversation with you. Are you available?
wait, do what?
We're calling in from a live podcast. I am Marcus Boston. This is Cognac Corner. I'm with Paul Money. Would you say something, motherfucker? You have me looking like I'm crazy, guy.
Oh my god, what's up?
How are you doing? I don't know what name we're gonna use when you, Rachel. Your name's Rachel. We just go to Rachel. I think Rachel's a very safe name. Unless you hate Rachel, then I don't want to fuck up. I don't want to pull up no old shit.
That's my baby mama name.
Oh right. shit. All right.
I'm gonna kick your fucking ass.
I'm trying to give her a fake name. And you pull some bullshit. God damn.
That's the baby mama we don't like.
Mary? Is Mary okay?
Mary's fine.
Mary!
I don't know Mary.
Are we going to need something like Marie?
That's okay. Marie. Hello, Marie. How you doing today?
Hello, Marie. How you doing, Queen? How you doing, Blessing?
I'm okay.
Paul.
I'm okay.
This is I'm Marcus Boston. I do a podcast called Cognac Corner. And this is our Hotline Bling segment of the show. I had Paul on here today. Being messy, drinking cognac. And I just wanted you to give you opportunity to slander Paul any way you feel is appropriate. Oh, are you at a carnival?
No, there's a train coming by.
You at Six Flags but next to a daycare? What is going on?
Oh my God. Paul, you didn't tell me.
I apologize. He should have prepared you for this. This is messy. All right, I got two questions for you. How about we keep it clean? So give me some dating rules and advice for 30 and over.
For 30 and older, dating rules. Don't date.
God damn. Wow.
That's one rule. God damn.
No. I mean, if you're going to date, just put your all in. Like, don't hold anything back.
Why you ain't put your all in anything? Oh,
my bad.
Right.
Oh, don't open no bullshit, Paul, but she light your ass up on record. You better watch your tongue, God, sir. Damn. Don't make her read you a motherfucking right. Turn to the read. You better be nice. You better be nice and better leave her alone.
Shit happens.
Marie, you don't want no smoke with Marie. So say that one more time. You're saying it's just all trash. Mind your business. Why did she
hung up.
She hung up.
She big mad.
Oh, no.
You made her big mad today.
Oh, no. I'm talking to my goddamn self. No.
She big mad.
Why does she hang up?
She a whole nigga.
Oh, my God. Should we call her back?
Yep. Oh, I didn't mean to hang up on you. My phone. Bye.
Wow.
She just texted me, said Paul.
Hello.
Hello, Marie.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. Did I say something wrong?
No, you didn't. Okay, so my kids hit the F you button.
Damn.
I know.
Oh, man. I want to thank you for being the best mother you can be.
Oh, God.
Being that I don't have children and will
thank
not.
You.
This
nigga old as shit ain't got no kids.
Old as fuck is no. I'm
the only
here.
Nigga that's almost 40 with no kids. On Facebook, I was about to run a camera on Facebook like 3 days ago. Like, if you're over 40, I mean, if you're 30 and over and you have no kids, comment. I'm a give you $100. And I thought about this nigga. Not today.
I done lit that motherfucker up. I'm like, cash app is Marcus 314.
Sure not. Not today.
This is what I say. When the kids go to daddy, mom calls zaddy. That's what I wait for. On the weekend. I love single moms. They got the best snacks and shit.
Hey, she called me zaddy. Oh, God.
Wow. I'm sorry, Marie. Happened. I'm sorry. That was
back to the
basics. Can you hear me?
God damn.
Back to I made basics. A whole turn. So what were you saying your advice and dating rules for the over 30? I'm sorry.
Don't date.
I don't know. No, I mean, I'm just saying. But if you're going to date, just put your all in it. Like, love hard.
Play to win.
Don't have no regrets.
Play to win.
I'll let y'all listen to Facebook Live.
Yeah.
You got to play to win.
Play to win, for sure.
And it's okay. Like, absolutely. You know, and I would say to piggyback on what you're saying, like, Just take people for what they are. At this point, if you date motherfuckers over 30, this is who they gonna be. So if that motherfucker ain't shit when you meet him,
he ain't gonna be shit when you leave him.
Most like either deal with the bullshit he got or don't.
Right.
Both ways are right. Like just be okay with choose your own adventure. So just if be okay with that shit. Like just hey, call it what it is. Play it for what it is. Don't make
30,
it more. What
everybody's
it is.
Probably already set in their ways anyway.
They not the 30 is like going through a motherfucking thrift store and hope you find something nice. It's just like going to Goodwill and say, man, I found a Gucci fucking sweater in here. It was nice too. Or you might find some bullshit. Like, who fuck got Abercrombie? Like, right. But that's what dating is over 30.
It might work for a while.
Yeah, it might be the best shirt you ever own. Just
might be.
Take for what it is. Take for what it is. What are you doing now, Paul? The motherfucking, you gonna use the bathroom again? I was finna bring it back to you. Wow, Paul, he is something else.
Paul, he's a hot mess.
He broke the fucking seal. So now he pissing. Uh-oh, they acting up.
Oh, I know, right? No, I had to step out of the car.
How many you got? I wish I had a better way to question it, but I was like,
I mean, I have 2 younger and 2 older, but the 2 younger.
You got a hand of spades? You say 4 of them? Ooh,
right. Yeah.
Man, 4 living human beings. I am overwhelmed. Where the weed at? Ooh, we got 2 babies and 2 adults.
How'd I get up on this? How'd I get to be the topic of your guys' conversation?
I just asked Paul to give me a number to call, and he put you on this situation. I just asked for help. he threw it up here. I apologize. Right. I'm going to give you.
No, you're good.
Using the restroom. I'm just nosy because I don't know. I just try to get to know people in their stories. This is the reason why I have Cognac Corner, because it's real conversations with real people about love, sex, relationships, all fueled by cognac. So for you don't have the cognac because you're being the mother of the year. I'm just out here being messy. I'm going to give you one last question and I'm going to get you out of here and I'm going to quit harassing you. Give me your best dating story and your worst dating story. Like your worst and bad date.
Your best and worst. God.
If you can remember that far back, I don't want no pressure. No pressure.
Right. I don't know if I've had my best dating experience yet, if that's sad to say.
Damn, that breaks my heart.
Like, nothing, right, nothing that's really, like, you know, like, dang, I remember that to a T. Like, if it had to be the best, then I'd have
What's
to
the
remember,
question?
Right?
I asked her, give me her best date story and her worst date story. She told me that none of you sons of the bitches ever took on a good date. Whoever you sons of bitches are, because she can't remember none of the motherfuckers.
No,
well, damn.
My best date probably ended in a White Castle parking lot.
wait. I'm trying to decide. I want to have a follow up question. I do want to let you go. But the behavior he's exhibiting right now in front of me is making me want to follow up a follow up question like Gayle King, because he acting like a motherfucking what the acting like R. Kelly right now. The seat and shit. Because I got to follow up.
I hate you.
So because
that is terrible.
It was a good ending in the parking lot of White House because the food was so good. Because the burgers was well seared.
The dessert was amazing.
Wow. I'm turning to Gayle King. I don't want to be this person. And we keep I have to continue. I might crack up another bottle.
no more bottles.
So
No more.
What dessert does fucking White Castle have? They have a dessert menu at White Castle?
In the parking lot.
I never ate White Castle in my life.
They have street meat at White Castle's parking lot.
Hell yeah!
Food truck, baby. Which White Castle was it?
That one. Downtown.
Yeah.
Not the motherfucker on the one way by the stadium.
Oh my god.
Oh man, I'm in Soulard now. You telling me that shit.
That's Club White Castle, man.
The one way right there on Broadway and shit. Oh, why about a motherfucking Taco Bell, huh? Wow. Yeah. Wow. This is something else. Wow. This is, I don't even have money. God, I have not lived my life.
That wasn't me. What's your name?
I have not lived.
Who is you? Who is this? Come here.
I have not lived my life well at all because I don't have nothing.
Right.
I want to thank you, young lady, for coming to Cognac Corner. And I feel this song is appropriate for what's going on. I'm playing Anthony Hamilton. This is the mother of kings and queens. You better not behave that way. I want to thank you for I'll never look at that White Castle parking lot same again right now. Damn, I was really, and I'm hungry too. I was thinking about some White Castles. Now I'm like, I'm nervous.
God damn.
I have not lived my life to the maximum. I'm 35 with no kids. I have not done well.
That's terrible.
I made some ill-fated decisions. Well, I want to thank you for coming on to Cognac Corner. I am sorry that Paul is part of your life. I'm questioning him being part of mine, but we'll see how this goes. I appreciate you for talking to me and asking a couple questions, and you have a very blessed evening. Enjoy the weather.
Oh, you too.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Man, that was real shit.
That was real shit.
Wow. Wow.
But yep.
Wow.
Thank you all for joining in tonight.
Yeah, Paul, close us out, man. All right. So give us your dating rules and advice for over 30. What you got?
My dating rules and my advice over 30. Love and trust. You have to love first. You have to trust first and you have to love second.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's backwards. Everybody love first and then think they trust the motherfucker, but it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You have to love first. Trust second. That's my only advice I gotta give y'all.
I gotta be baffled motherfuckers can fuck somebody that can ask no questions. I know if we can get down in my most vulnerable situation, right. I'm gonna ask you about some shit I gotta ask you, motherfucker.
For sure.
Especially when you know some extra nasty shit. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna ask you whatever the fuck I wanna ask, goddamn me.
All right.
Not on Beyonce's earth. I ain't scared no more. We've crossed that motherfucking plateau. And you give me your best dating story, your worst date. Both of them your fault either way. Your best and your worst date are both your fault.
I was just thinking that. Like, I'm trying to think of a time that it wasn't my fault. But yeah.
If the date was bad because you did some bullshit, and if it was great because you did some bullshit.
My worst date? Oh, I like naming people. I don't even know why. Because you know why? Because I always
name no goddamn body.
Because I always listen to radio and they be like,
beep, 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 beep.
Bitch, don't beep them. Set them out. Set them bitches out. Okay? So, my worst date, I had a 360. 360 is my ex chick's favorite club. I just took her there. Just this new bitch, random bitch there. Just because yeah. You're in the sky and you see that whole fucking wacky ass San Luis. But anyway, I took this bitch there. Her name is Leah. The fattest black girl ass. The fattest white girl / black girl ass in America. Name is Leah. I took her there. And she said I was a turnoff because I don't eat meat. And I took her there. So I ordered some salmon, and I didn't like the salmon. She was like, you're a fucking loser. Who the fuck is like salmon? Bitch, how you gonna tell me what the fuck I like? I mean, how you gonna tell me what I like? But that was like the worst date ever was at 360 Bar with Leah.
And she didn't respect your choices.
She didn't respect my choices. I'll see if I was a bum-ass nigga, and I ordered shit. I didn't pay for it. Well, I ordered three different things, and I paid for everything. I just wanted to try shit. I didn't like none of it, okay? I don't like 360 food. I'm sorry. I still pay for the shit, and I still tip my bartender.
Yeah, so you did your part, but like,
I still pay for everything, and I still tip my bartender. I just didn't like it. It just wasn't my appetite, you know what I'm saying? I didn't like it, so yeah.
Everything ain't
but
for
she
everybody.
Made it a whole big deal. She's like, I'm never fucking with you again because you're so extra, okay? She said you're so bougie.
With that ass though,
I got video.
Well, you better. Hey.
Yeah, I know I'm King Petty.
Hey,
at the eyes, y'all saw her video. I'm King Petty, but she got the.
And give me your best day story, you whore.
My best day story, I would say, would be at.
Nigga, this ain't a motherfucker. This way on the stage.
Okay, well, I'm telling you right now. I just had to think about this. Okay, my best day story is at Dave and Buster's. Dave and Buster's had the best day ever. She thought I was a millionaire. She thought I was like Nelly. I was Nelly in St. Louis when she met me. And I turned out to be an asshole. But shit happens. But I was Nelly. And at first, I was Nelly, bitch. Don't fucking lie. I was Nelly at first. She told me about Dave and Buster's. I took her to Dave and Buster's. I mean, I was Nelly at first. I turned to an asshole because cheating was my thing back then. But yeah, that's what it is.
You don't have your headphones on, you dick. That's what it is.
That's my goddamn Jones. I know I hear that motherfucker.
We want to thank Paul Money for coming in.
She left my baby girl on the side. Said I won't be coming home.
She doesn't fully understand me. I'd rather leave
than cheat. See, I can never leave than cheat. I have to cheat. Cheat and stay. I gotta cheat and stay. I can't fucking leave.
That is the name of the episode. Leave. Paul Money, cheat
always,
and stay.
I'd rather leave. In the cheat, but in the back of my mind, I'm cheating and staying at the same time. I can't help it. Like, I'm a fucking dog ass nigga.
But you was
talking about jam too, huh?
But then you was talking about, you had a moment where you was talking about.
You help this nigga, hello. I don't even know what's playing in my headphones right now. It's not like Al Green, but I don't even know. Oh. That's my shit.
You're talking about looking for a wife now. Now you saying, or fucking cheat and stay.
I'm past my cheating stage.
I've grown it.
I've grown that shit. I'm done with that. That's no longer in my system no more. I don't want to cheat no more.
You know what album is, you know, underrated. They don't talk about enough. Ruhil.
How's your hair?
So Paul, give us a closing thought.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you
need. Closing thought is you only live once. You make memories. You make memories. And that's all I do. I make memories.
It's really good to see you again.
I live by my mistakes. I die by whatever I die by. I don't want to die. So I'm not going to give you a solution for that one.
I guess life must be treating you. Damn, boy.
You're going to do one more shot. Let's go. I need a shot.
Hell yeah.
I got a shot. Well, I've just been That's not a shot. I need a real shot. Drink that shit, and I'll need a real shot. You need a real shot.
You know, I think back to when the way I used to be. Hit me one. Pour me one.
I'll pour you one. Pour me one.
Teddy P, motherfucker. It's all good. Loving somebody. Will somebody love you back? Hey! It's so good. Hey, to sing that shit. Loving
somebody. Somebody loves you back.
Hey!
To be loved and be loved in return. It's the only thing that my heart desires.
Boy, Teddy get you right, boy. Teddy get you right. Teddy get you right.
Sure.
All right, motherfuckers.
Shot time, y'all.
Shot time.
Let's go, let's go.
Cognac Corner, baby. It's family, it's love. Great episode, great session.
Love it, love it.
Mm-mm. All right. Oh, what's your closing thought again? My bad, man. Shit, my drunk is.
My closing thought is love everybody. Oh, somebody's on my motherfucking live. Who's on my live?
Who wants some smoke?
Who's on here? Oh, shit. Took up my 6 years.
Oh, who? Oh, man. Can I call her? What's her? What's the number? Call my phone. 314-64. I need to talk. I have questions. God, I have questions. Right on time. There right on time. Please call my phone. I have questions.
I don't want questions. I'm scared of your questions. I'm scared.
Because
I have questions
on her.
How the hell?
She showed up right on time. No. Please, you can call into the live 314-640-24. I have questions.
God,
your life is amazing. Your life is lit.
The life for her is not lit. It's
your
not
life
lit.
Is mm-hmm. lit. Because, man, if she listens to this whole thing, she going to fuck you up.
Fuck.
If she listens to the whole thing, she going to fuck you up.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I might, she fine. Okay, God damn, boy. You live a great life. They
I might walk out of
fine
your.
Fine. Fuck.
I might walk.
Fine,
I might
fine,
walk
fine,
out of
fine.
Your session.
You might. You should. You should probably just leave. Let me just talk to her and just let it be what
session.
It is.
I'm gonna walk out. Just.
Dude, that's fine. I'll talk. That's fine. It'll turn to me and her show in a heartbeat. Yeah, I got it. I got it. But are you Islam? Are you Islamic?
Yeah.
I wish I could read that. I wish I did. I love Islam. I wish I could read it, but I'm too old to learn.
Oh my God.
Oh
I
want to
be on the air right now.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Who this? Don't say nothing.
What do you mean you put on my phone?
Don't say your real name.
Don't say your name. Your name is...
Trust me, I will not say my name. I am anonymous.
Can I give you a name?
You can give me a name. It's a name.
I'm scared because I don't know who you hate. So I don't
She's mixed, so yeah, give a mixed girl name.
I don't want to give her... I don't know who she hate. Because I pick some shit that she hate a bitch and I'm in trouble.
She hate every name because I've been with
I'm
them
scared.
All.
I'm scared. It's fine. A Queen Anonymous. That's what we're going to
Queen Anonymous. There you go.
How about a... Yes, there we go.
Queen Anonymous. Do you want to slander Paul in any way?
I will never slander Paul. We spent quite a bit of
you
time
really
together.
They really care about
never,
you.
I will never slander his name, but, you know, he knows what we had. He knows what is right from wrong, and at the end of the day, we have what we have for 6 years, and I mean, what are you going to do? We're grown. What am I going to do slandering? Trust me now. Behind closed doors, I'm going to go in on the motherfucker.
You better.
I have nothing bad to say. I really don't have anything bad to say, for real, but I really don't.
That's great. I would never call nobody for my life, because they will have something bad to say about me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I would get slandered
for sure.
Oh, God.
You better look at it like this. If I say something bad about him, what kind of person does that make me? I'm going to go in here and be STL ratchet for what? No. That's what makes me different between all these other bitches that he cheated with or whatever he talks about on your podcast. I'm not like that. Who knows that?
I really missed out on life. No one feels that way about me. No, it's not a woman walking this earth right now.
You got to find a boss. Gotta find a boss. Gotta find a boss. That's the difference.
Yeah,
you don't fuck with bosses. You be out here with these pennies, and you know, I don't know this thing.
I'm moving to St. Charles. I'm not living right. See all this trash.
I hate God being down
here. Ain't nothing worth being down here for. Give me the good part of Paul.
The good part of Paul is he definitely knows how to have fun and make light of a situation at times. Mm-hmm. He's probably one of the most goofiest people I've ever met in my life. Annoying as fuck. But mm-hmm. like in times where I'm like completely like when I'm completely irked by him, like to the point where I want to fuck him up, like he just does something so stupid. Just I have to laugh. Like it's not even a situation where you're laughing. Like you just can't not laugh. Like it's so in that situation.
I sound like I'm speaking to my funeral or something. Like I feel like I'm dying. But anybody like to say something about this man when he dies?
She give me your flowers.
You hear me? I feel like I'm dying right now. What the fuck?
She give me your flowers while she here. She gave me your flowers while you here. I'm sorry. I didn't drink a whole bottle yet. I'm high. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I see that. So no, I mean, he really can be a good time. I mean, most of y'all seen with the eyes, that really is him on day to day at times when he's, you know, in that light at home. When he's at home, like he's home, but he totally does have that side in him. So for that, I will always keep that 100. I can't take that away from him. He gets annoying as fuck, but at the same time, he definitely knows how to bring me to a point where I'm not going off of him.
All right, thank you, Alicia. Thank you, Queen B.
Queen Anonymous.
We love you.
Wait. I have one more question. Go ahead, Queen Anonymous. Yeah. You want to cuss him out real quick, or you good? I have one question for
good.
You. I will let you go. Give me your dating rules and advice for over 30. For over 30.
Yeah. So if you're 30 and over, your dating rules, first and foremost, have your own fucking car, number one.
Damn.
Number two, if you're a male, treat her with respect. Open the door for her. Like, be on time. Females, stop coming out, boobs, ass out. Like, show some respect. And I think at the end of the day, the problem with this generation, be 100. Stop trying to be something that you're not. Stop trying to portray something you're not on Facebook, social media. That shit is for the birds. You have to be out here and be what you are. Portraying fakeness is nothing. So my big thing is just be out here and embrace who you are. Fuck with everyone else has to say. And if that person likes you, great. If not, keep that shit running. Like, that's it.
Round of applause. Queen Anonymous and told you raggedy bitches, get your shit together and love yourself more. If you don't love yourself, how can he love you? I don't know.
Stop being a penny.
Stop.
Here we go. Shut the fuck up with that stupid ass line.
Stop being a penny bitch.
That was directed towards me. That was like a side jab. You hear me? Like an uppercut. She's uppercutting the shit out of me. You hear me? Oh, God.
The best one. They know what to say. Only you know what it means. Yeah, that's your cold blooded man. I can't wait till I fall. Whenever I fall in love with somebody, this podcast is gonna be disgusting. I'm gonna be so disgusting. This will be nasty. Ooh, this will be so. I'm so scared. I'm so scared because y'all gonna know. I'm gonna be so public. I'm gonna be so scared when I fall in love. It's gonna be done.
Well, I'm scared for that person for you too.
Me too. Cause I'm gonna be out here like, my baby said I can have a podcast today, and she on live all about her. But I want to thank you, Queen Anonymous, for coming to Cognac Corner. We appreciate you. Me and Paul appreciate you for allowing this conversation.
I don't.
So do the connoisseurs. And hey, if you ever want to come down here and have and get on Cognac Corner, and we can talk about some things, make
talk
some
about
phone
me.
Calls.
No, thank
and,
you.
I would love to do that. If I was Teddy, I so would do that.
No, we can keep it general. We don't have to use names. we don't have to, but it's
the problem is everybody already knows who I am, so I can't. But yes,
they know who you are.
I don't know. I don't know nothing.
P Money's a bitch. You dig it? That's what she knows.
That line is dead, my friend. That line is dead.
All right. Good night, boo.
Thank you.
I thank you, Queen Anonymous. Have a good evening.
Hi, thank you. Talk to you later.
Absolutely.
He always throw the dirt on
the...
He always throw the salt on the... What's it called? No, always throw the...
Salt in the wound?
He always throw my salt on my wound.
I didn't do a damn thing.
I love him, though. That was a nice conversation, though.
Every woman that's been
that
on nice. Here spoke highly of you.
I know. I'm a high-ass nigga. Those
stars, baby. Avengers, baby. Yeah,
I opened up with say slander Paul. They would never slander. I would give you. And even though she didn't hear, I don't know what she heard at first for. We y'all talk about them 6 years, but she still spoke highly of you. That says a lot. All right, we can Paul the fuck out of here. I'm hungry. We had a good second half. Made some phone calls and a connoisseur hotline. All right, Paul. It's like closing down the bar. What's your favorite song, the night's over song? How do you close your sets down when the bar is over? What song you play?
Depends if I'm pissed off or if I'm not. If I'm pissed off, gang, hey. You turn up.
You finish up the bar down. What song? Give me the song. I'll play it on the way out.
Shut the whole main street down. It's called, He Just Died.
Oh, you talking about Pop Smoke?
Help me out, Facebook. Who just died? That old nigga. I don't know, nigga.
Paul, you the worst. All right.
Yes, but I smoke, nigga.
You know, look here, Paul. You know,
what song is that?
I don't know.
Who saying that, y'all? Facebook, help me out.
All right. We're going to close this tab out, goddammit.
No, we're not closing my tab out. Facebook, help me.
What is the name? I don't know what that means. What's the name of the song?
I'm riding through New York. Hey.
All right.
In the blow boat, New Jersey, yo. Hey. Who sing that song, bro? You I don't know that song.
Sir, you the DJ. I don't know. I don't know new shit. I'm playing shit from the 90s.
Okay, here we go. It's called F-A-N-E-T-O. Thank you, Trey. God damn, I couldn't remember that song.
Is it Chief Finito?
Yes.
Okay, well, you the motherfucking...
F-A-N.
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 I'm a gorilla in a fucking scoop, gonna pull up the zoos, nigga. Oh, nigga, who the fuck is you? I don't know, nigga.
That's enough. We closing out. All right. Love can be the road of happiness, but most times happiness leads you right to the doorstep of love because only happy people can be in love. I'm going to say it another fucking time for y'all out there. Man, Paul, man, God bless you. Thank you, Paul, for coming through the Cognac Corner.
Gang, gang.
Love can be the road to happiness, but most times happiness leads you right to the doorstep of love because only happy people can be in love. And also, trust is lost in buckets, but gained in drops. So value that trust that people give you, all right? I'm Marcus Boston. This is Cognac Corner. Love yourself, love each other, and love is all we got.
Marcus, hey, how you doing? Hey, hello.